Welcome to Steadfast Hope. This is Kent Steinbeck sitting next to me. As always, I'm Steve Lawson. We're in Dallas, Texas, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, and it's also the home of Herb's House Coffee Shop, which is where we are, Kent. And we're in John 10, verse 11, and the title of this is The Good Shepherd. I love this, totally, completely love this. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Kent, one thing that's amazing about this is to whom Jesus says this. He is actually saying this to his enemies. He is actually saying this to those who have come to arrest him and who are wanting to drag him away. Our Lord was such a bold preacher, and he did not withhold truth like this only for believers. He puts it out here on the front lines, even for unbelievers. And he says, I am the good shepherd. As we've been saying, it's a statement of his deity when he says, I am. And he says, the good shepherd. This indicates that every other shepherd is a bad shepherd. Every other shepherd is a false shepherd. There's only one good shepherd, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The definite article, the, I am the good shepherd, not a good shepherd, as if he's just one of many that we could choose to believe. No, there's only one good shepherd, and that is Jesus Christ. And what does a shepherd do? He cares for the life of his flock and his sheep. And even if need be, he lays down his life for the sheep, which is how verse 11 continues, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is what distinguishes him as the good shepherd. Every other shepherd runs when the danger of wolves come or thieves come. They run. They have no vested interest in the sheep. But the good shepherd is the one who is willing to risk his own life, which is what Jesus did at the cross. And the reason he does so is because these sheep have been given to Jesus by the Father from before the foundation of the world. These sheep are the elect of God, those chosen by the Father and given to the Son. Jesus came into this world to save his people, his sheep, from their sin. And so Jesus is under obligation to the Father, to do the will of the Father, which was to come rescue these sheep from the danger of the final judgment, from the danger of eternal perdition. And in order to rescue them, it will cost him his own life. He must lay down his life. And so when Jesus went to the cross, really the names of all of his sheep were written upon his heart. He knew exactly for whom he was dying at the cross. And he gave himself, and all for whom Christ died, the elect of God. He redeemed them. He reconciled them to the Father. It was a sure salvation that he accomplished. And this is so important. He repeats this in verse 14. He says again, I am the good shepherd. He's just driving it home. And he says, and I know my own, and my own know me. That is to say, he has a personal, intimate relationship with his sheep alone. He will say later in verse 26 that you do not believe because you're not one of my sheep. Not everyone is one of his sheep. It's only those who are chosen by the Father and given to the Son are his sheep. And he says, I know my own. Not just I know about them, but I actually know them in a saving relationship. And my own know me. They don't know just about me. They know me. And so this speaks of the close relationship, Kent, the experiential relationship that we have with our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross and gave himself to save us from eternal death. So, Kent, let's talk about this. I could talk about this all day.
Well, what's interesting is when Jesus spoke these words, there was a different society. It was an agrarian society where most of us don't even understand what a shepherd does. Yeah. What would that look like? What did this picture? It obviously resonated even more with that society.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what that meant
society? Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I'm a city boy. I grew up in cities.
Yeah.
You're a city guy.
No.
Well, I mean, well, that's true. Okay. That's true. In this day and time, shepherds were very common, and they would take care of their flock completely. They had the total, complete control and responsibility for taking care of their sheep. They spent most of their time out in the countryside, and they would roll rocks to make a semicircle and would make a sheepfold out in the country. And with that opening that was left open, the sheep would come in, and then the shepherd would lay down in that opening, and he would literally become the door of the sheep and keep the sheep from leaving and protect them from any danger that would try to come in. They would have to go through the shepherd. And occasionally, he would lead them into town, and there would be another sheepfold there in town. But this shepherd was with his sheep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they were just common people. They were people who lived with sheep, who smelled like sheep, who got dirty like sheep. And this really is a rustic picture of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world of sorrow and woe and got dirty. He got into our skin. He got into our sandals. He lived among us. He was faced with every temptation with which you and I were faced. He suffered rejection. He suffered persecution. He was even nailed to a cross. And so this image of a shepherd is not the picture of like a CEO sitting in a posh office that's air-conditioned and everyone accommodating his needs. No, this is an earthy picture of Christ being our shepherd, and he's just with us now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We never go anywhere but that Christ is not with us and really going before us. A rancher comes in behind and drives the herd and cracks the whip. No. The shepherd is totally opposite. He's out ahead, and he leads with his voice, and he goes before them and really clears the way and prepares the way, and he knows where the choicest green pastures are and where the still water is and gives them the very best. In verse 10, he says, "I've come that they might have life and have it abundantly." I mean, what a picture this is of Christ, Kent. We who kind of grew up in a city, we need to refocus what this all looked like for Christ.
And the analogy of the sheep, just a few seconds about what sheep act like. And how they need a shepherd.
Well, it's not a compliment to be a sheep. Sheep are totally defenseless. They can't take care of themselves. They cannot protect themselves. They're helpless. They're dumb. They're always wandering astray and going away. They need a shepherd to keep herding them back into where they need to be, and to show them the way to go, or else they'll go over a cliff. Yeah. They'll fall into a ravine.
Yeah.
They'll end up in a chasm. No, sheep, which is how we are pictured here, we are totally, completely dependent upon Jesus Christ for everything that it pertains to our spiritual life. And He alone is our source, and He alone is our provider and protector. This is what this means.
Right.
And so I need to conclude by asking you this question. Do you recognize how much you need the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you realize how you need this good shepherd to step into your life and to provide the oversight and the protection and the direction for your life? If you've never committed your life to Christ, now is the time for you to do this, to do so right now, even as you're listening to this, in your heart of hearts, to make that decisive decision to commit your life to Christ. And for those of us who have, let us remember how much we need the Lord every moment of every day. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope.